Who is a 10 and why? The answers may be darker than you think.
Ask everyone to rate themselves on a scale of 1 to 10. So let's do that.
10. 10.
Ten.
Ten.
Were you a 10 last time?
Yeah, I was a 10 last time.
Billy Ray.
I feel like I'm a 6.7.
Dude, why the would you ever say something like that?
Physically or
what's really going on here? Why do they say 10 when they know other people don't agree? I can think of 4 reasons. I'll do the easy ones first. The last one will take some time to get into. I'm going to show you psychological research, new communication skills, and how to recognize struggles for status and power. But first, if you want to learn more skills like this faster, you should try Shortform, the sponsor of this video. Shortform is the fastest way I've ever seen to discover the world's best ideas. It's a collection of books and articles summarized for easy reading. Here's the 48 Laws of Power. Here's a one-page summary. Here are the laws organized by the principles they operate on. I made these note cards for myself from the 48 Laws of Power, but you don't have to because Shortform did it for you. Subscribe to Shortform through the link in this video's description for a free trial with no content limits and 20% off a yearly subscription. You're going to learn endless powerful skills that fit into your busy life. Check this out. Motivation, communication, productivity. Look at this one. How ego rules your life and how to master it. That's going to help you move up in the levels I'm always talking about. Again, that's shortform.com/homeath. Click it in the video description for a free trial and 20% off a year's access. Now let's get back to dealing with these status games in the shortest form I can manage. So what's up with this whole I'm a 10 thing anyway? Sometimes they say confidence is attractive. What does that mean? This is a really common argument. It seems to mean that if one girl says, I'm awesome, and another girl says, I'm only kind of awesome, that men will like the first one more. Let's try that out for ourselves. Listen again and see who you like more.
Kiko, so, okay, we'll start with you. Go ahead.
10.
10.
10.
I feel like I'm a 6.7.
So I don't know about you, but this didn't do much for me. I didn't feel anything positive about the 3 that said 10. In fact, I thought it was a red flag. But when she said 6.7, I went, oh, she's actually reasonable. Maybe she would be fun to talk to. Maybe this actually worked for you, I don't know, but it's not a great strategy, is it? That can't explain its popularity. So what about delusion? Social media gives women a lot of access to attention, and it changes how they feel about themselves and how they feel about other people in real life. But they can't all believe they're here. That's not how math works. So what if they're saying it, but they don't believe it? Fake it till you make it applies to more than just the job market. A strategy that some women use is to pursue a high-value man and allow him to keep her in this area on the off chance that she might make it here one day. Although the chances of that are pretty low. I told a story about that in my original Zones video. I gave an Uber ride to a girl who was here with a guy who was seeing 4 other girls and her, and she asked me, how do I get him to pick me? And I said, how do you make yourself more valuable than 4 other girls? And she got real quiet. So sometimes I'm a 10 is probably just the same old strategy, but I see something else going on here. I think everyone is a 10 is sometimes a tactic for hiding or reducing hidden conflicts. This is my newest chart. It's called Who is a 10 Status Games, and it's about how men and women seek status differently. I'm going to go over the research behind it, but first I'm going to show you the different parts of the chart. First of all, these illustrations are how men and women compete for social status. Men compete openly through direct competition and open contests, and women play nice and engage in self-protective behavior. They value the appearance of equality while keeping their conflicts quiet. These speech bubbles and arrows are examples of things that men and women might do to increase their own status or to decrease the status of somebody else. These 1 to 10 scales are status, not attraction. They are related, but they're not the same thing. These columns on the side are examples of things that men might do to increase their own status, and these are things that women might do to increase theirs. Finally, at the bottom, I have a key for what the different types of tactics are. So, what is status and why does it matter? Well, status is basically the way that other people perceive you and treat you. Over here, I have the typical money guy clutching his money. He's at the top of the male hierarchy. And over here, I have the celebrity in her Golden Globes dress. Those are people who have a lot of access to attention and support and money, and people do things for them. So that's why status matters. It makes life easier the higher you go, and it makes you more likely to survive, and it makes you more likely to have children who also survive. I'll use my life story as an example. Back in 2012, I just did not have that much going for me. But over the next few years, I started going out and doing things and working on myself, and people started being happy to see me and including me in things, and I developed a good reputation. And then we all remember 2020, kind of lost everything. So with that, I lost my status, and people didn't want to hang out with me, and people didn't want to give me money for any reason. I lost all of the ways that I got status, so I lost my status. And that maintained itself all the way up until I started Home Math, and then there very quickly has been a big jump to, now I've got people in my inbox every day saying, I want to do this for you, I want to help you with something. And that's been very good for me. But it's still context dependent. This is only me on the internet. The other day, I went out to the store dressed kind of dumpy because I didn't care. And I got some looks like I was down here. And that's why people have to use these strategies, because you're constantly negotiating for status wherever you go in the context of where you are. And this whole chart, which is based on the whole everyone is a 10 phenomenon, is about the differences between the way men do that and the way women do that. And one of the ways that women do that, in my opinion, is to just say, everyone is beautiful, everyone is a perfect 10, and everyone is equally valuable, in order to hide the ways that they jockey for status, whereas men just do it right out in the open. Let's get into the research. In a 2013 paper of this long name from Harvard, it says, from early childhood onwards, girls compete using strategies that minimize the risk of retaliation and reduce the strength of other girls. Girls' competitive strategies include avoiding direct interference with another girl's goals, disguising competition, competing overtly only from a position of high status in the community, enforcing equality within the female community, and socially excluding other girls. The writer continues that, from an early age, women clearly dislike group hierarchies, while boys and men are okay with competing directly, and girls and women prefer to interact with same-sex individuals of similar status. This doesn't mean that girls and women don't care about status. For both sexes, high status increases the probability that one lives longer, and so do one's children. The result of these two somewhat conflicting motives is that girls and women seek high status, but disguise this quest by avoiding direct contests. So what does that look like in practice? Well, first of all, I put a green and always here because mid and low women are just always tens. They're always perfect and beautiful, because if you want to hide your status games, you can never actually tell anybody that they're lower down on the hierarchy, except for women who are actually high up on the hierarchy. And then they are only tens when they are cooperating, which is why they use this cooperation strategy. You might have a really gorgeous, famous woman or woman who is locally high status saying, everyone is beautiful and perfect and we're all equal, because she knows she has to say that in order to not be excluded by the armies of everyone else who are gonna demand equality. That's the game that they play. Here I have an upper mid-level woman saying, you're a 10, to a lower level woman, and what that means is, stay acting stupid. That I colored turquoise here for sabotage, and what that basically means is, you should continue acting like you are higher up in status or attractiveness, because if you do, then you're never going to find what you need from the social scene and from men, and then I will have more free male energy to get to draw simping from. Here in reverse, we have a low status female saying, you are a 10 from low to high, and what that means is, yeah, I know you're above me, but you're a 10, so I'm almost a 10. Everyone can tell. That's the trick that's going on here. Everyone can tell where they are. We look at them and we go, how can you say you're all equal when it's so obvious that you're not? And we can tell who's up here by looking. Well, they know too. So one of the secret strategies here is, if I play the game for you, then you'll include me. I rounded out the female side with good plain old delusion. She thinks she's gonna marry a athlete and she's not. I also have one of the more direct forms of female status competition. This is the my boyfriend will beat you up. This guy is being a jerk to her and she makes a threat in the way that men might get, and directly in fights, She's saying, I am protected. I'm protected by the boyfriend who is coming. And that is a more direct threat, but still not the kind of directness that men engage in. Men, being direct as they are, tend to just, whatever level they come from, they tend to just kind of point out when a woman is way up high. They'll just go, that girl is a 10. But those are patriarchal beauty standards, because they violate this appearance of equality on the outside. Right here, I have the two of them exchanging nasty words for each other. That is an attempt to lower status as well. It happens across from men to women, and from women to women, and from men to men. I also have this girl saying the typical, you're gonna make someone so happy, to this guy, which is, it's another way that women use this kind of appearance of everything nice on the surface, when what she really means is, you're not what I'm looking for. Oh, and of course, we have the accusation. Whether or not they're true, those can cause a lot of damage to men's lives. I've seen that happen. A few years ago, we had that whole thing where they said you were not even allowed to ask about them. And again, these are just examples to help you understand the overall strategy, which is to keep your real feelings and intentions quiet and play nice out in the open. Men have a hard time understanding this, because men will just say things like this out in the open. This guy's trying to be as cool as he can and not managing. This is something that somebody actually said to me once. I did not see him talk to a woman the whole night, but he was really trying to tell me, yeah, women, I make them work for my attention, but none of them were trying. So I made that a combination of a self-inflation and tearing down women, and delusion, like no one's listening to you, buddy. Then this guy right here is doing the fragile ego thing, the she's not that hot, bro. This is that from the standard female delusion chart. So he's trying to make himself look cooler than he is, which sometimes works. Another thing I see from time to time is a guy who does not work out will find a guy who does and say, well, you must be a bad person. If you spend all your time in the gym, you must not be smart or something. That's the typical example of tearing down right out in the open. And here's a guy stating, I'm powerful, I know powerful people. If we get into some kind of a conflict, the cops are gonna be mad at you and not me. That would be a self-inflation. And then, of course, we have the top guy bragging about how I have all this status because I'm so awesome and you don't because you're not. So as you can see, men focus pretty directly on who is higher and who is lower, and they just have open contests out in the open. And they're not very conscious of this game that women play of keeping their problems with each other quiet. So I'm a 10, you're a 10, we're all 10s. It can mean many different things depending on the context. It could mean this is my friend, she's with me. It could mean everybody knows you don't have any pull around here. It could mean I can't believe I have to deal with these people. It does not always just mean I'm deluded because I have too many matches on my phone. So one of the things that I'm trying to show, the main thing I'm trying to show with this chart, is that when you hear things that are not true being said by a group of people, usually starts with women, but men cooperate sometimes. When you hear them say something like that, it's like, well, this is not reality. Men will often say, that isn't true, and they'll be logical about it, but that's not the point. The point is, are we all on the same page? Because if we're all working together and creating this sense of unity and equality, then it doesn't matter what's going on behind the scenes. We all have a better negotiating position to shape reality the way that we want. So you shouldn't be asking, is this true or not, when that starts to happen. You should be asking, what are you trying to get away with that you don't want to say out loud? Watch the clip again.
Scale of 1 to 10. So let's do that.
10.
Go ahead.
10.
Of that f***ing 10.
Billy Ray.
I feel like I'm a 6.7.
Dude, why the f*** do you ever say something like that?
Physically or over?
So when you hear people start to say things that are obviously not true, don't use logic. Just ask yourself, what's really going on here?